Rob Black is Tiger Tiger.
I don't know if you know anything about racing. His form's great, but I'm only running him in his distance range. Like, I'm not someone that would play a flanker in the middle. He can definitely win.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Tiger Tiger, he's been clocked off at the 100 metres, and he'll walk as easy as he likes down to the line to score by close to 5 lengths.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Righto, we do. We've got two tracks to get our teeth into today. Chuka this afternoon, Moonee Valley tonight, Whitey.
I've been thinking of Marty the last couple of days because the forecast is, well, I don't know what to make of it. Marty, good morning.
Good morning, James. How are you?
We're good, going mate. Okay. How are you? Because I don't know how you, what you do.
I just get used to these weather bureaus now. There's about 20 apps out there. They're all different. So you just take the punt and go with what you think is the right thing to do. So that's what I've done.
What have you done and what do you think will happen?
Well, I put on 3 mil on Wednesday night. The track's in great order. It's a good 4 as we speak. It's got plenty of moisture, a bit more than what we had last year going into Manukau last year. I think last year there was 33 mil of rain forecast on the Friday and we didn't get a drop. So with today, I've got a little bit more moisture in it. It'll start off a good 4. We'll probably get an upgrade. Talking to the duty forecaster, there is some rain around tonight after a beautiful day. Maybe 2 to 6 mil, which won't affect it too much tonight. And then after midnight, they're saying we can get, say, 10 to 20 mil up until early morning tomorrow. So with that, we'll probably be on a good 4 to good 3 track tonight, I think. And then if we get the rain, we may go the other way. And then tomorrow, I think we'll be on a softer track with that rain if we do get it.
All right. Well, good luck, Marty. I'm sure we'll stay close at RSN from now right the way through till tomorrow.
No worries, guys. Thanks for that.
To be fair, the Weather Bureau aren't having a great run.
No,
let's be honest.
It's because of the
that
planes.
Was Armageddon. Was that a week ago?
Yeah, Armageddon.
There was no showers.
No showers.
Anthony Pelly is the track manager at Echuca. The rain probably won't fall before the meeting at Echuca today. Anthony, good morning.
It's 40 degrees.
Good morning, boys.
What are we looking like for today, Anthony?
Yeah, we've got a pretty straightforward forecast. So 29 degrees up here. And no rain. Oh, we might get a shower tonight, but yeah, definitely won't affect the racing. So come up with a good 4 this morning. Put on 31 mil since Monday, and I put 10 on yesterday just with that bit of a warm day up here. So, yeah, good 4, and should be good.
God's country never rains up there. Anthony, thank you for that. Good luck today.
Thanks, boys. Good on you.
Kelvin McAvoy's with us. The runners today at Chuka and then Vu Valley tonight. Kelvin, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you?
We are well, mate. Thank you for your time today. Let's start at the Chuka with you. Race 1, number 3, Blend, is a 3-year-old Delago Deluxe gelding who's first up today. What can you tell us?
Yeah, look, he's tried up quite well. Going back and watching that jump out, there's been a couple of winners come out of it. So it looks to us like he'll probably improve out of the run. He's quite a gross horse, and obviously heading towards his first run, he'll certainly improve out of it. But he's an each-way chance for sure.
Righto. Moonee Valley tonight, race 4, number 6, Winning Partner. Was a winner 2 starts back at Balaclava. Can it win tonight?
Yeah, I think he can. We went into the race at the Seymour Cup very confident, and he got back, and they went quite slow and probably made him look plain, but Luke Curry was very happy with the horse, and he was very strong through the line, but it was just difficult to make up the ground that he needed the way the race was run. He's trained on very, very well. He's run at the Valley before and got around there nicely. And in what looks a pretty even but solid race, I think he'll be there about.
That's race 4, number 6 tonight. Race 7, number 4 is the big one. Manukau Stakes, Savitur XL, the favourite, 460 at the tote. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think he's earned it, hasn't he? He's a Group 1 winner. He's shown that he's in form with his very, very good Scalacci win. You know, I respect the field. Jonker's a very quick horse. Obviously, they've got a big opinion of Sneaky 5. Lombardo's done nothing wrong. It's won his last 3 and been very effective around the valley. But I feel like our horse is a class runner. And Luke Curry knows him well. He just needs to bounce. And hopefully, he can get into a good spot. He likes to always try and find the rail. I think he'll be an effective Moonee Valley horse. Albeit, I would have loved him to draw 1 or 2, you know. But he's in terrific order, and he's bouncing around. Let's hope he can win on Manukau for us.
And what about race 8, number 9, Silent Sovereign?
Yeah, she's a stinky, this man. She's going into tonight with no jump out. We've just trained her on towards it. In fact, it's a race like the Ballarat Cup. She's very, very talented, man. She's coming off surgery. Work's been super, and she'll improve out of it, but she's going very well, and I'd be having something small on her for sure.
Right, what's your best for our punters today if you were having a dollar?
Look, I'm going to say Savitou XL.
Savitou XL will take the 460 and run for the Manikato Stakes, the feature event tonight at Moonee Valley. Good luck for tonight and for the weekend, Cal. Appreciate your time.
Thanks very much, guys.
Kelvin McAvoy, Kelvin and Tony doing awesome things in the world at the moment, but Savitou XL, the favourite.